Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Leslie Ridge Allen, Vice President of Business Engagement with the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. And we welcome everybody into another edition of Business Spotlight featuring the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Glad to be joined by Leslie Ridge Allen once again, who's been a frequent contributor to this program. And today she will discuss the benefits of chambers and how they help local economies. And before we get into that conversation, Leslie, let's have you give our listeners some background information about what your role with the chamber is in case they're hearing you on this program for the first time.
Sure. So I am the Vice President of Business Engagement for the Erie Regional Chamber, and this is a newer created position coming up on about a year now. And so I oversee what would be considered the typical chamber functions of our organization. So this is things like events and programs, strategic communications, our Young Erie Professionals Program, our sales team, our member engagement initiatives. So it's been a really great opportunity to not only provide service to our members as they are right now, but also start to get a little innovative in terms of where we see chambers going and how they will continue evolving to better serve businesses in the years to come.
Well, you've already shared so much, but we're just getting started. I know that's not all that the Erie Regional Chamber does. Can you tell us what is a Chamber of Commerce and what makes the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership so unique?
So Chambers of Commerce have an incredibly long history throughout the country and in Pennsylvania. Even our chamber itself is over 100 years old. It wasn't until, I believe, 2002 when it merged with another organization to become what it is today. But chambers of commerce are traditionally partnerships between businesses and professionals who share a similar vision and work together for a healthy economy and a healthy quality of life for the community, which is essentially made up of its workforce. Chambers often act as a collective voice for the business community at large, for the professionals, both in private and public forums. And it could be on things regarding economic development. It could be in regard to issues of community advancement, advocating for different legislative needs or kind of regulation conversations. So it has many hats that it wears itself as an organization. For our chamber specifically, for the Erie Regional Chamber, what we really view it as a true partnership between our team and our members around a shared common value and vision, which is to lead Erie's economic evolution and to drive that economy in a way that it provides wealth and well-being for all of our citizens here. And I think that our chamber is unique in that it is both an economic development organization that has that function, and a traditional chamber of commerce. So there are some smaller community-based chambers in the area, but our chamber has truly kind of assumed that role as the lead facilitator and convener for economic development conversations. So in addition to some of the things that I already shared about networking and events and programs, we also have a full-time team working on business attraction, startups and entrepreneurship, government affairs, workforce development, and business retention and expansion. So there's about 8 core functions that fall under our umbrella as a regional chamber. And when it's all said and done, I think that that gives us as an organization a great fortitude and advantage to see things from both a 30,000 foot perspective, as well as be in the trenches working on the nitty gritty details and kind of rolling up our sleeves and really affecting change on a day in and day out basis.
Leslie, it continues to impress us how your organization can have such a positive impact on so many local businesses. let's have you describe how the chamber is leading Erie's economic evolution through awareness, access, and advocacy.
So for us, awareness, access, and advocacy are really the three pillars that we see all of our work falling under. So we'll take them, you know, one by one, just kind of give a sense of how it all comes together. So through the chamber, from an awareness perspective, our team aims to interpret different facts that are maybe affecting Erie's business environment. We look to bring awareness through insight to help our members grow. So taking a look at national and statewide trends, supply chain issues, other kind of consumer behavior that might be affecting Main Street businesses, and turning it into actionable information for our members. We also bring awareness to the region in general. One of the roles that is newer to the chamber and newer to my position, I'll be leading internally, is this idea of being kind of the regional mouthpiece in a way. So working collaboratively alongside some of our strategic partners to tell the positive story of Erie and talk about the kind of renaissance and the burgeoning oasis that is here and that's upon us, that we really view as something that's been going on since, you know, 2018 through 2019. And that despite the pandemic, we've seen a continued kind of push and growth in economic development. And then I think the last thing for awareness would be just promoting businesses that exist here throughout the region, and whether that's promoting them externally to the general public in the region at large, or it's facilitating connections and one-to-one introductions. There's just a general, did you know this before? And if not, we want to make sure you know now mentality that the team has in terms of making that direct connection for our members and other professionals in the community. And so along those lines with access, the day in and day out kind of action that we take is connecting a business to people that can help them, connecting a business to information that they need in some capacity, whether that's a grant that they could maybe apply for, whether that's something like a loan that they would qualify for, or a course or a training that another partner is providing that is in alignment with their growth strategy. It's connecting businesses to ongoing education opportunities, and then connecting them to resources like, for example, the Innovation Beehive Network, which is an intercollegiate network at the local universities. Each university kind of has its own category that it focuses on that supports the entrepreneurial ecosystem here in Erie. Any problem that a business owner or a business professional is experiencing, by coming to us, by looking at the chamber as that resource for them, we can understand their problem and create an opportunity to solve it, often by providing that access. And then lastly, the advocacy arm, it really comes down to two things for us, and that's building strong relationships within the public and private sectors. When James came on board in 2018, one of the first things that he did was kind of bring back a true advocacy role for the chamber by bringing on a director of government affairs. And so that role historically for the organization over the last several years has been the one maintaining vital relationships with our elected officials at the local level, the state level, and the federal level, so that they have a collective understanding of what the business community is experiencing. And then the second piece to advocacy is then taking that information and being proactive and advocating for the policies that will improve the economic vitality and quality of life in the region, or advocating for policies that will support the businesses based on that feedback that we're able to get from them by building relationships day in and day out. So for us, it's really that three-pronged approach to providing something I think a little bit unique that we're able to do. And we try to always share with any business that, you know, really the value in becoming a member, just knowing that we exist, is that it's a team of, you know, 10 to 12 people that are dedicated to this kind of work day in and day out. You know, oftentimes business owners, rightfully so, are focused on their industry, their vertical, their product. But the ramifications of what we do, especially when you're starting to talk about some of the economic development work, has implications for them. And so it's almost like that insurance or that peace of mind, knowing that there's a team hard at work to ensure that Erie is making smart, strategic, long-term decisions that will be transformative in nature.
Leslie, thank you for that. A terrific job of breaking down those three aspects of the chamber leading Erie's economic evolution. One thing I wanted to follow up with you in regards to everything that you just talked about would be, when it comes to the strategic partners that you referred to, would one example of that type of organization be someone like the EDDC from an economic development standpoint?
Yes. So there's roughly, at any given point, I would say a group of 20 to 40 organizations throughout the region that we would view as our strategic partners. And this is any organization that is involved in community development, economic development, and business growth kind of work. So it could be someone like Ben Franklin Technology Partners that focuses on making investments in startup companies. It could be an organization like the Northwest Industrial Resource Center, the NWIRC, that works heavily with manufacturing to understand their unique challenges. It could be working with the Gannon Small Business Development Center and understanding and helping the people who come to us and say, hey, I have this general idea for a business, but I have no idea what to do. You know, getting them connected to organizations like that can help them. So just Radius Cowork, another, partner of ours that is the only co-working space in the area that provides that network to freelancers and the gig economy and solopreneurs. Those are some of the organizations and individuals that we really view as those ongoing partners who have a shared mission, if you will, and same hope for the community, and that it becomes and continues to be a community that is thriving, rebuilding, and reimagining what's possible here in Erie.
One of the best benefits of being a chamber member is your ability to connect a business that has a problem with another business that has a solution. Can you elaborate on this and the other benefits of joining the chamber?
I would say that the number one reason our members state that they join is network, network, network. And we have an ongoing joke in the office that it's not 7 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon. It's 2 degrees of separation to pretty much anybody that you want in Erie. And so being an organization that has an actual constituency of over 700 businesses, which represent upwards of 76,000 business professionals, you get access to that network. And I find that most of our members in general really enjoy the benefits of what that network can bring to them. And that's insider information on the local economy. That's direct referrals into their business. It's a positive credibility and visibility within the community just by being viewed as a chamber member and knowing who the other chamber members are. You know, we had some research done a couple years back now, and one of the best, I think, descriptions anyone gave of Erie as a community, you know, a little bit of humor, is that it can kind of be the cranky, old guy who loves his ice fishing and is grumpy while simultaneously being the one that would give you the shirt off his back. And so I think there might be this misperception that Erie is closed off or it's hard to network or there aren't people here willing to help. But I would argue that our members would emphatically state that that's not the case and that there really is no wrong door to knock on and that you'll be welcomed and met by professionals who are willing to open their Rolodex and help you be successful by connecting you to people that they've had long-standing relationships with. So what I think that network transitions into for us is that we excel at something so vital to any business, which is making the connection to resources, other businesses, and information that meets the need or solves a problem. And so most of this activity happens through our business retention and expansion program, which I know that we've talked about a lot on the show, but it truly is kind of the core of any good economic development organization, but it's also just the lifeline of a business community. And so an outreach visit, for the listeners that might not be familiar, it's just an opportunity for someone from the chamber team to learn what you do and better understand your business, the challenges you're facing, the things that are keeping you up at night, the opportunities that you see on the horizon, and making sure that you are best positioned to capitalize on all of that momentum so that you don't miss out on any opportunity. I think one of the things that makes the chamber and being a member really unique is that we're able to kind of do that real-time analysis of understanding the business and where a business owner maybe wants to take it, and bring in and add to the plate things that can leverage what the business owner set out to do that they may have no idea that that resource existed or that organization existed, or that there was something they could add to their financial stack when they're going to do an expansion or something to that effect that we're able to get them connected in with. And that's what, in our experience, we have found to spur a lot of the redevelopment and reinvestment in the community. And it's something that I think our team does very well.
Leslie, you're right. And I think that all of us, as we work in our businesses, we can tend to view things with tunnel vision. And I know from speaking in the past on this program with the Chamber that your business retention team can bring another outlook, and that outlook oftentimes can lead to a turnaround or potential turnaround for a business. And that is incredibly valuable, isn't it?
It is. It's, I think in some ways it gives both relief and hope to a business owner, because you're right. When you've been looking at the same problem over and over again and can't make much progress, they say the best thing to do is walk away and come back with fresh eyes. And in many ways, that's what interacting with the chamber can be. We all have different backgrounds, and so we bring our perspective to the community and to the businesses that we're working with, and to understanding their issue of the day and figuring out a fresh way to tackle it so that they can continue moving on and being a great employer, a thriving organization, and remain part of the Erie fabric.
We've been discussing membership benefits. What are some of the other benefits available to chamber members that someone may not know about?
So I think there's so much that we do, and I think that there's a lot of intangible benefits. So some of the tangible benefits that businesses might not be aware of is that we do something every week in partnership with Erie News Now called Giving You the Business. And so our members are able to be featured on the local news once in the evening and once during the morning broadcast. It's equivalent to purchasing about $1,200 of advertising airtime on that station. And so just by becoming a member, you get access and an opportunity to get your story of your business out there and share with the community at large about what you do and how they can come support you as a local establishment. We also offer ribbon cuttings to members, where we help facilitate media coverage. We help facilitate getting the elected officials at the state and local level to come out to the business and be part of the event, all the way up to offering a full service reception ribbon cutting for our members who, you know, perhaps really want to do like more of a grand reopening party or a VIP reception in honor of a particular anniversary. So those are always fun and really appreciated by the members that take advantage of them. We do offer both a free job board to post for positions, as well as posting resumes of professionals that are looking. So we're trying to build up a database of local talent so that we can kind of talk about the skilled and professional labor pool, essentially, that is here in the community. And then we also offer our members access to something called Workberry, which is a really interesting company that went through our accelerator program, our FIRE accelerator program. And they essentially do artificial intelligence driven media buying when it comes to job placements. And so for small to mid-sized businesses that don't use a large applicant tracking system, this program provides essentially a one-stop shop so they can consolidate down from using like an Indeed.com or a Monster.com or one of the other thousands of job boards that they would have to post their openings to into one account where they can manage all of the applicants for their role in one position. But the technology that Nick and Lorianne Myers, who are the two founders, have created as part of that are it's super interesting. And our members that have taken advantage of it have seen great success in finding candidates that are truly qualified for the roles. It's actually how we've made some of our own recent hires lately have all come through this Workberry system, and we've been very pleased with it. So today, you know, labor is still a challenge. Workforce is still a challenge. So I would say that's definitely a member benefit that's worth knowing about related to the chamber. And then just the referrals, you know, I know we've talked already a lot about the network and the referrals, but our online presence gets what I think most people would say is a surprisingly large amount. In general, we generate about 1 million referrals a year to the entire business community as they're listed on our site. So for different members, that can be 1,000 referrals that come directly to your website from being part of our member directory upwards. People are able to come and communicate directly with a member from our website. They appear in different searches that are done both on our website and on any general search browser. So the amount of traffic, I think, just general exposure that members of the chamber get, even if they take no action, which we obviously want to encourage them to be as engaged as possible, but even if they join and forget, they're still getting a tangible value in that traffic being driven to their online presence, which I think is worth noting as well. And then, you know, it's access to everything that we do, the events, the programming, Young Erie Professionals, Leadership Academy, which will be launching next year, Erie Ambassadors, which we got done doing this cohort just a few weeks ago, kind of really plugging in. I think for me, at least, the biggest but most valuable intangible benefit is just the doors that open and the way in which, if you care about the community, you can become engaged in some really valuable kind of transformative conversations. That, to me, is priceless and is worth a chamber membership in and of itself.
Everything you just laid out there, Leslie, is proof that making the investment into becoming a member of the Erie Regional Chamber Growth Partnership has just incredible benefits. Let's discuss events now. And the chamber has a wide array of events. Can you review your signature events and your monthly ongoing events for new and current members who are tuning into the program today?
Sure. So we have four event categories. We have signature events, networking events, professional development, and programs. Our signature events include the annual golf outing, which this year is happening in July and unfortunately is already sold out. So for anyone who missed an opportunity to register, this is definitely a favorite of our members that they enjoy every single year. We do put on an annual golf outing. We have our annual meeting where we'll typically bring in a great keynote speaker. Last year, we had the opportunity to talk to Therese Brown, the Villa head coach, girls cross country. And she just shared a phenomenal perspective about the importance of teamwork and how she has coached the girls into understanding, you know, just the way to approach working collaboratively and working together. And so that was an incredibly well-received message by our members and the business professionals in attendance. Another signature event that we have is the annual political forum, and this happens every September. And it's really an opportunity for the business community to come out and engage directly with our elected officials at the federal and state level and talk about different policy issues or business issues in a panel style format. And then last year, we actually hosted the first debate between then candidate Brenton Davis as well as Tyler Titus for county executive. So that's quickly become, I think, a member favorite as well, just as an opportunity to have that face time with some of the local elected officials and really be able to get your questions answered directly from the source. Then we have Celebration of Excellence. This is our annual kind of awards reception to really celebrate the business community and honor some of the businesses through three awards that we offer. So we offer the Tulio Lifetime Community Service Award, the Small Business of the Year Award, and the Forward Award. So we'll be doing that again this August, and we're taking nominations now. So if there is an outstanding business professional or organization that is worthy of one of those three awards, we'd welcome everyone's input on that process as well. And then, of course, probably our most well-known event would be Erie Homecoming, which we hold every October. This year, it's October 20th and 21st. And this is really the opportunity for both people in market and out of market to learn about all things Erie, all of the investment opportunities that are available, all of the projects that are coming online, and just get a true behind-the-scenes look at the way in which the community is transforming and developing and how they can plug into that. We host a member appreciation event. This year it's at UPMC Park in their new stadium club. We're really excited for that event. We kick off the year with State of the Region, which gives that economic overview. And then our Young Erie Professionals program puts on 40 Under 40 every fall in partnership with the Erie Reader. The Erie Reader, since I think about 2012 or 2013, has put out an annual edition that profiles 40 professionals under the age of 40 that are doing something really cool in the community and kind of giving them a platform and elevating their voice to the community at large. And so we like to honor past recipients as well as welcome that year's class, if you will, into kind of that network and that community of young professionals. So those are our signature events. And then our networking events, we have Business After Hours, Connect for Coffee, Speed Networking, and Meet and Greets that take place at various times. You know, one of the things that we've really tried to be cognizant of and aware of is that everyone's schedules are challenging, even in a post-pandemic world where people are interested in being more social again. So we try to offer things that happen in the morning, over lunch, early evening on the way home, so that it doesn't totally interfere with all of the things that happen for everyone outside of the office, but still can provide that little bit of break and a touch point to get together with fellow professionals in the community and just chat, you know, about business, about ways to collaborate, or really just to catch up for a few minutes. And our professional development series, we are doing a diversity in action 4-part series again. We have our partnership with Athena International, the local chapter here. We do something called Athena Speaks. And then we have two YEP programs that we put on as well for professional development. One is called Drop the Mic, which is a panel style event on a hot topic that young professionals are interested in kind of hearing more about or getting unique perspective on. And then A Seat at the Table is a very intimate lunch with an established business professional in the community who's kind of willing to share their insight and their journey of how they got to where they are in their career and really take on some challenging, you know, questions about career path, growth opportunity, community involvement, and the like from some of our established business leaders. And then lastly, our two programs, we have Erie Ambassadors, which focuses on kind of giving it a crash course in all things quality of life in Erie. And so we focus on the history of Erie, the heart of Erie, and then what's on the horizon for Erie in the years to come. And then one of the new programs that we'll be launching is a Leadership Academy to really focus on the soft skill development to inspire people to step up and lead, either in their neighborhood as a member of their HOA, all the way up to running to elected office locally or statewide or beyond. and just kind of taking them through the process of developing that skill set. So we're really looking forward to getting that one live and out in the community as well.
Leslie, another outstanding job representing the chamber here on Business Spotlight. I think you might be the record holder for most appearances on this program. So in conclusion, let's have you once again let our listeners know, if they have a business and they're not a member of the chamber yet, what's the easiest way to become a chamber member?
So we try to make it as easy as possible. If you're not a member, please visit us online, eriepa.com, and click the join button. You can pay right online. We are a fair share dues structured organization, meaning that your dues are based on your full-time and part-time count equivalents. So everything is automatically generated for you. Super simple, just a couple fields of information that we need. And then you're instantly a member and will start receiving communication from us. Someone from the team will reach out to get to know you and your business a little bit better, and we'll get you plugged into all the good things happening at the chamber as soon as possible. The other option is that they can give us a call at 814-454-7191 and speak to anyone on the team about joining. Or we've even had people come visit us downtown. We're located at 1128 State Street on the third floor of what was the old Citizens Bank building and what will become the new home to Great Lakes Insurance. And they're able to meet with a member of our team, learn more about the chamber, and see if we are a good fit for where they are in their business at the time. So online is definitely the fastest, but we're happy to talk over the phone, answer any questions, grab a meeting in person, and talk about all the ways in which the chamber can be beneficial to their business and their organization.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.